As for saying the person needs the skill as the gross, the person who sells grocery, because he knows how weight it is, Allah knows everything, that's out of your ignorance. Al-Jahm ibn Safwan. Why? Because there is great wisdom from having the skills yawm al-qiyamah. What this wisdom is? One, show you how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge is, that you will see every single details, so you know how much knowledge he has. And how much subhanahu wa ta'ala remember and recorded every single thing, even your breath. Allah said, in the day of judgment, قال وَلَقَدْ أَحْصَاهُمْ وَعَدَّهُمْ عَدَّا. He count them, one. Al-Hasan said, every single breath, not second, not minute. Also, this will show how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful and so generous. You will see with your own eyes, one deed you did it. But if there is weight, you will see that this deed multiplies 700. It's one, but you see it's 700. It's one, but you see the reward, which is the consequences of this deed. All this will be gathered and will put. You will see how much Allah is merciful and generous. This is the time where you will witness the consequences of your good deeds. You might say, okay, I got one deed by donating to the masjid. But that dollar maybe you donated when used to make a tape. And that tape goes to somebody who became Muslim. That Muslim became, started praying. You will see in your record the ajr of his salat, his Quran, his da'wah, goes all the... If there is no waiting, if Allah will not wait these things in the skill, you wouldn't see it, you will not recognize that. You will not realize the greatness of Allah. Allah shows us His greatness and His mercy through this thing, by waiting the good deeds. But those people are ignorant. They don't know the wisdom behind these actions. Also, it shows you His mercy, because one sin is there by itself, wasn't multiplied. And you see the sin, which is Allah Azza wa Jalla, make it very light against the good deeds. And also, it shows you the justice of God. Because if God said, you go to hell, you go to Jannah, without waiting, without showing you. Maybe somebody said, why? No why, khalas. Everybody sees. You cannot say why. فِيهَا إِقَامَةِ الْحُجَّةِ. That's, you have no excuse. And shows you how much just He is, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also related to the Day of Judgment, He said that the hellfire and the paradise will end, will not stay forever. قَالْ بِفَنَاءِ الْجَنَّةِ وَالنَّارِ وَالْجَهْمُ أَفْنَاهَا وَأَفْنَى أَهْلَهَا تَبًّا لِذَاكَ الْجَاهِلِ الْفَتَّانِ. That Al-Jahm Safwan said, one day Allah will destroy the heaven, the paradise, and whoever in it, and the hellfire and whoever in it. One day they were all gone. There will not be more any Jannah, any Nar, no kuffar, no believer, nothing. Everything will go to zero. They will not be exist. Say, why, ya akhi? Why you are like saying that? He said, because Allah is the only one, He stay forever. But if you said paradise and hellfire will stay forever, they would be similar to Allah. And that's totally not accepted. Because paradise and hellfire, they were not exist one day. But God was always exist. And that's what to make the difference between their existence and God exist. And for God's sake, Al-Jahmiyyah, they don't believe actually that He exists or not exists. So why are you bothering yourself? And that's one of the refutation we said to them. And Al-Quran said in so many verses that they will stay forever in paradise and hellfire. And in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the day of judgment, death will be terminated. So people will remain forever in Jannah or for hellfire after the believer go to the Jannah and the disbeliever will remain in the hellfire. He also said that Jannah and hellfire are not exist. Today, they will be exist in the Day of Judgment. They said, because if they are exist today, there is no point for having them, from having them now. Said God, what the point from having them now? First of all, we tell him, you don't believe in God's wisdom. or he does for reasons. Why now are you bringing the reasons? One. Two, we said there is a great wisdom for having them exist now. What that wisdom is? That to show you the greatness of the Jannah and the greatness of the hellfire. How is that? Brothers and sisters, imagine since Allah created the human being and the jinn, the Jannah, the hellfire, and the paradise will exist. And Allah preparing them for you since that day. If I tell you, come on, I want to clean my house, I want to prepare, there is guest coming. You tell me, when he's coming? I said, this guest coming next week or next month. Come on, you still have so much time. I said, no. You would say, he must be very important guest for you, that you start preparing for him so early. That shows the greatness of your guest. Allah is the great example. If he putting the Jannah ready from that time until today to show how you, the believer, are great in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's eyes. And how great place is Jannah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it ready for them, making it ready for him from that day. And also the same for the hellfire, that it is a great punishment for them. We also see in Jannah, we see in the ahadith in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and in the Quran, very clear, Allah said, "U'iddat lil-muttaqin." Al-Jannah was prepared in the past tense. So it exists. And Allah said the same thing, "U'iddat lil-kafirin," was prepared, was made already. Allah said that in the Quran, so it's very clear. Also in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he went al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, when he went to the heavens, when he met Allah, he saw al-Jannah. And he saw the hellfire. It was there, exist. In Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sahih Muslim, he said, I saw one of Al-Jannah's, the paradise grape. I was going to take one. He said, Wallahi, if I took it with me to you, it will remain in the earth until the day of judgment. People seeing it and eating from it. من عناقيد العنب في الجنة. والحديث صحيح مسلم. Also, in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw al-Jannah and the hellfire when he was leading the prayer of al-Kusuf, as reported in Bukhari and Muslim. He saw them with their own eyes. Allah gave them the power to see them.